Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Mary has been away on a mission of mercy for the past few weeks, far away at the other end of the country. So, like any red-blooded man of the 21st century, I saw my big chance to cut loose a bit. You know, to do all those things that one doesn't do when one's partner is in the house. Oh, I'm sure we all have a list, guilty little pleasures, that beckon when the usual restraints are off. I'm only human, after all. On the very day that Mary left, I made myself a mound of glutinous pasta, beautifully stuffed tortellini, cheesy goodness in a semolina pillow. Then I had it again for lunch the next day. No, I couldn't possibly have tortellini 3 meals in a row. So for supper on the second night, I made a divine clam sauce and served it over linguine. Gluten-full linguine, perfect pasta. Now, indulging in food that I don't eat when Mary is here is one thing. I knew I was going to fall hard, and Mary did too. In fact, when she arrived at her destination and phoned me to check in, the first thing she asked me was, "So what kind of pasta are you having tonight?" Yeah, we both knew I would succumb to pasta. But my bedroom behavior stunned me. I resisted for 3 days, but by bedtime of the fourth night, I couldn't stand it any longer. Now, before I tell you what happened, let me remind you that I am the most faithful of partners. 42 years of monogamous bliss, 42 years of one and only one true love. Now, I don't say this to forgive myself for what I did, but rather as a context for when you start judging me. I'm as faithful as they come. And then it happened. I slept diagonally across our bed. I swam in the delicious open space of the king-size mattress. I tried it on my back. I tried it on both sides. I tried it curled up and all stretched out, flapping like I was making a snow angel. I diagonaled with the lights on. I diagonaled in the pitch dark, and I diagonaled with wide-open shutters. Then I did it all again, only this time with my feet pointing northwest, which lasted all of 10 minutes. Then I switched and pointed my feet southeast triumphantly. The possibilities seemed endless, sublime variations on my newfound boudoir boogie. I had fallen hard. I was drunk with excitement. Until I tried to go to sleep. I didn't even get close to nodding off. As exhausted as I was from my wild experimentations, I just couldn't get comfortable enough to doze. So I rolled myself back onto my half of the bed, the half that I sleep on every night when Mary and I share the bed, and I was asleep in a minute, my usual pattern, and snoring contentedly into the night. So much for my madcap fling, my flirtation with desire. I haven't tried it since. Aside from my bedroom adventures and glutinous gluttony, I have pursued other racy pastimes this week, things that I usually forbid myself. It's funny what a fellow lets out of the bag when he's left alone. In no particular order, here they are. I painted the front door red. I painted the garage door white. I dug a new bed to hold perennials over the winter. I pruned and staked tomatoes, chopped the goldenrod, mowed the violets, tasted the plums, and washed the car. Okay, I made that last one up. I suppose I knew that there would be a price to pay for all my hectic hedonism while Mary's been gone. And there is. I'm writing this piece from my recliner in the big sunroom at Shady Rest Home over by the fairgrounds. Yep, I exhausted myself. I'm lucky to be lucid. This is a classic case of overdoing it. I'm on a steady diet of electrolytes and Bonanza reruns. I'm one of the most acute cases they've ever seen. A case of nihil feline Luden's rodentitis. That's what it says on the chart at the foot of my bed. Really? I asked the night nurse to give it to me straight. She looked me right in the eye and said, "When the cat's away, the mouse will play and play himself out." Then she clicked off Bonanza, gave me my bedtime prune juice, and said, "Rest up, old timer. Mary'll be back next week."